Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Kimberly Crow. Kimberly Crow is an award-winning international inspirational public speaker, keynote speaker, TEDx speaker, and authority on Speak to Sell. She's also a best-selling author and serial entrepreneur. She is the broadcast personality of the weekly online show Speakers Playhouse and the founder of Entrepreneurs Rocket Fuel. Kimberly is known for her expertise on audience engagement. Her mission is to make speaking on stages super accessible and super fun for entrepreneurs and coaches to share their message in the world. Her motto is, if it's not fun, it's not worth doing. Good afternoon, Kimberly. Welcome to the show.
Delighted to be here, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Love this stuff. And I'm glad we connected. I know your team reached out to me originally. You do a lot of speaking, obviously, and we'll get into that here in a minute, but I just appreciate you making the time. It's hard to do these things when I traverse the globe, but love to do this. So Kimberly, jumping into the first question, you've achieved remarkable success as an international speaker and author. Could you share the journey that led you to become a sought-after keynote and TEDx speaker? What were some of those pivotal moments that shaped your speaking career?
Great question, Brian. So sometimes people ask me, when did you start speaking? And if you ask my family, they'll tell you that I came out of the womb sharing my opinion and I never stopped. And some people are nervous about getting on stage. And of course, every once in a while, I am nervous about getting on stage, but I've been on over 5,000 stages and my best talk is always my next one. There's always an opportunity to improve, right? So I think I did what many of your listeners may have done. I went to corporate first and had a real job with great health insurance. And then from there, I decided I wanted to go out on my own as an entrepreneur and created a business around helping people get on stage so that they can share their passion with the world, whether they're an entrepreneur, a coach, a healer, or if they just have something really important that they know is their mission to share, helping them find a platform, whether it's a radio show, TV show, web summit, podcast, radio show, virtual summit, or a real live in-person stage. And that's what I love to do.
I really love that story. And again, at the just foundational basis of this particular podcast, we talk so much about helping others. And, you know, I know it's your passion, right? And you speak and you're helping others become speakers and do better for themselves. So I love the story. And Kimberly, engagement is key in any successful presentation. From your extensive experience, what innovative techniques do you recommend for keeping an audience captivated and responsive throughout a talk?
Yeah, I think the number one thing that you need to know before you get on any stage is, how do I want my audience to feel and what do I want them to do at the end of this talk? Do I want them to feel hopeful or do I want them to feel positive or happy or engaged or what do I want them to feel at the end of this talk? It might be enraged. Like if I'm talking about global warming or something like that, I want them to feel some feeling at the end of this talk. And then what do I want them to do? What are their marching orders? After they finish the talk, what do I want them to do? And that might be grab my downloadable or go to my website. Or if you're in an in-person stage, it might be meet me in the back of the room if you want to know more, or buy my book, or it could be a variety of things. But before you get on the stage, you need to know, what do I want my audience to feel and what do I want them to do? And once you know that, keeping them engaged is just a matter of making sure that you're connecting with them so that they feel that way and that they know what their marching orders are at the end.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. And you really do know how to connect with an audience, you know, push those hot buttons, so to speak. And that's great. I know it's something you just can't learn overnight in one talk, but obviously you're doing this quite a bit and have done it. So I appreciate the share on that. And Kimberly, as a broadcast personality of the weekly online show Speakers Playhouse, what unique opportunities does this platform offer to speakers and how can somebody get involved?
Great question. So if you're a coach or a healer or an author or a program manager and you want to get your message out to a wider audience, one of the toughest things to do is find those stages. How do you find the people that will interview? How do you find the Brian Thomases of the world? How do you find the people where you can get on their stage? Do you have to do research? Where do you find them? Is there listings? Do you subscribe somewhere and get a whole bunch of listings? Do you join a directory? and start doing research? Do you hire a VA to find them for you? Well, my business partner, Ginny Trask, and I decided to create a platform where stage hosts who were having trouble finding guests for their shows could create a platform for them to announce what kind of guests they were looking for and for the people to be able to immediately apply right then and there. So every single week, it's a free event. It's a networking opportunity, gamified, very high energy, electric community that can connect speakers with stages that are looking to put them on stage. So Speakers Playhouse is a weekly event on Zoom. You can come and join us. We do broadcast on Facebook as well, but we actually disconnect the Facebook group before we announce the stages and how to connect. So you come live in speakersplayhouse.com and you can come and find your stages and places that would be appropriate for you to share your message and apply immediately during the event. It's a great opportunity to really connect with those stages that have the audience that's perfect for you.
I really love that. And I had the opportunity to be invited and join a particular one a couple months ago. And I can tell you that the energy there was just lit up. I love that sort of thing. And I highly recommend anybody that wants to get involved in this community or be part of that speaking group, certainly join Speakers Playhouse. So I appreciate that. And Kimberly, with the evolving landscape, digital and virtual platforms, how do you see the future of public speaking and audience engagement transforming? And what skills do you think will be most valuable for speakers in this new era?
Well, I think the biggest change for me in the emerging markets is we need to make sure that we are talking with the audience rather than at the audience. And I love doing live as opposed to recorded. When we do events, if we can do a live event, that's really, really fantastic because you can actually get audience involvement. If you are not doing a live event, recording a YouTube video, that's fine. But in my opinion, it shouldn't be any more than 3 to 8 minutes because you're really looking to solve a problem quickly for an audience member and then get out of the way and then have them ask you questions. The interactivity is really going to be key in the future. Anybody can learn anything from going out on ChatGPT now. If they want a fast answer, they could have gotten it from Google. Now ChatGPT is even more engaging. But if they want a question to their answer from a human, then really that needs to be a live event or something where they can have that interactivity, where they can raise their hand and ask their own question about the event or about the topic.
I really love that. And in today's world, as you know, we talked about it before we hit record this evening about engagement and brevity of podcasts, right? People are going to be looking for more live or interactive events because the alternative is Google and ChatGPT and some of those other platforms. Really do appreciate that. And Kimberly, of course, it was such a pleasure having you on today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, Brian, for having me.
Bye for now.